Okay, today's daf is daf Yud Tes. We are on Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're going to go back to Yud Ches Amud Beis. We're going to go back to where it says, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Ravina says to Ravashi that, so yesterday we got through finished saying that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon both held that Mashke, Safek Mashke, can be Matame food, but it can't be Matame Caleb. And we said, how do we know that? How do we know that? And the answer is, he learned it from his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. What Rabbi Akiva? So Rabbi Akiva learned a drasha that it says in that pasuk over there about Tumah, that they said the word Yitma, which means it can be Metame other things. And Rabbi Akiva held that you can have a Shlishi, could be Chulin. Nobody else holds that. Only Rabbi Akiva holds that. If you have a Shlishi, could be Chulin, because Yitma, the Sheni, has the ability to make more things. And Rabbi Yossi used the same idea, Yitma, that liquids can be Metame foods, but not Kalim. Why? The whole drasha from yesterday. Only, now the Gemara says, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi, V'amar Rava, Rava said, Lo Rabbi Yossi Savra Kerbi Akiva, V'lo Rabbi Akiva Savra La Kerbi Yossi. They don't all like each other. What are you talking about? The whole daf yesterday was built on the fact that Rabbi Yossi based his shita on his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. And he doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like him. Now, where does Rabbi Akiva not hold like him? That's the hard part of today's daf. Similarly, Rabbi Yossi said, Amalei, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva rabo amra v'lei lo sfirolei. No. All Rabbi Yossi did was use the idea of Rabbi Akiva, that the word yitma kivim matame other things. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva that a shlishi could be a chulin, no such thing. That doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva, just the idea that yitma, I can use this word yitma, it's a future tense word, it could be matame other things. That, in that one regard, in that one nekuda, he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Okay? Now, and that's the answer to that question. Now we're going to analyze this statement. Amalei Ravashi L'Rav of Kahana. Bishlama Rabbi Yossi Lo Sabalo Rabbi Akiva. I understand why Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. The Tanya. In what way doesn't he hold like Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva held, you can't have a Shlishi. Rabbi Akiva held, a Chulin could even be a Shlishi. And now we're going to show how Rabbi Yossi cannot hold like that. Not that he didn't want to hold like that. He can't hold like that. D'tanya, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Menayin l'Ravi b'Kodesh, Shu Pasal. How do you know that a Ravi could even be Kodesh? That by Kodshin there's such a thing as a Ravi. How do you know that? The answer is it's a Kal V'Chomer. V'Dinhu, it's a Kal V'Chomer. This is a very, very hard Kal V'Chomer. I'm not sure even I'm fully understand this Kal V'Chomer. The Kal V'Chomer goes as follows. Uma Mechusa Kippurim. Somebody is a Mechusa, what's a Mechusa Kippurim? A Mechusa Kippurim means somebody who is tummy. Let's say a woman. She had a baby. She was tummy, whatever the period of time, man, oh man, she gave birth to a boy, a girl, whatever it was, and then she's done with her tumma. She goes to the mikvah, she waits for nightfall. She still has to bring karbanos. That's all she has to do. That means mechusa kippurim, she's lacking the kippurim, the carbon. What's the difference between somebody who's mechusa kippurim and not mechusa kippurim? What's the difference? And the answer is one thing. Two things, really. They can't go to the Beis HaMikdash, forget that. They can't eat kachem. A Mechusa Kippurim can't eat kachem. That's the only thing they're lacking. That's the only thing they're lacking. A Mechusa Kippurim can't eat kachem. Can a Mechusa Kippurim eat truma? The answer is yes. How do we know that? It's the first Mishnah in Shas. Right? The Kohen was Tomei. He waits for nightfall, and he can eat truma. Right? No, he can't bring Kabbarnas at night. He's a Mechusa Kippurim. He can eat truma. So here we go. Uma Mechusa Kippurim. Shemutter b'truma. A Mechusa Kippurim is mutter to eat truma. However, pasul b'kodesh, but a Mechusa Kippurim cannot eat kachim. How do you know that? Because the Torah says that people at a tummy can't eat kachim. And it's even a Mechusa Kippurim. So it's learned out of psukim. No one disputes that. Shlishi. A shlishi. She pasul b'truma. If a shlishi can't eat truma, right? In other words, a truma can be a shlishi. Yet, a mechusa kippurim can eat truma. Ain't no din, so shouldn't it follow Shashiyasa Ravi Bakodesh, that a Shlishi could turn a Ravi, a Shlishi could turn Kudshim into a Ravi? Doesn't that follow?
Why?
Why? So, say the words again. The logic is, if a Shlishi, if a Mechusik Kippurim, this is called the Kavachomer of Mechusik Kippurim. If a Mechusik Kippurim is allowed...
Kippurim shows us that Kudshim that, that is more strict than Shuma.
Exactly. Exactly.
How does that translate into?
So if Kudshim is more chamor than Truma, then can't Truma turn Kudshim into a Ravi? Because it's more chamor.
What Josh is saying is that really it's not necessarily the case. Because one has to do with what is able to transfer over Truma, and one has to do with what's the status of it.
Correct.
That's really not the same thing.
That's the flaw. That's the flaw in the...
Why is it already rejected?
Now, no, one second. So Rabbi Yossi held this Kavachomer. We're trying to show that Rabbi Akiva couldn't agree with this Kavachomer. Okay? Couldn't agree with it. Because Rabbi Akiva didn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Rava made a statement. Rabbi Akiva didn't hold like Rabbi Yossi. Where didn't he hold like Rabbi Yossi? Here. So Rabbi Yossi held this Kavachomer. It's called the Kavachomer of Mechusik Kippurim. The Truma makes Kachim a Ravi. Okay? That's the Kavachomer. Now, Vila Madnu, and we learn, Shlishi Bakodesh Minatorah. A Shlishi, how do you know that such a thing is a Shlishi? It's in the Pasuk, we're going to have to read it in a minute. And Ravi, Mikavachomer. And the Ravi is a Kavachomer, like we just said. Shlishi Minatorah, where's the Shlishi from the Torah? Dichsiv, it says, Vahabasar Asher Yiga, Bechol Tamei, if a basar touches Bechol Tamei, lo yeyachel, can't eat it. So Milo askinan dinoga basheni, aren't we talking about where it touched the sheni? And it's what? Why? Because it says Bechol Tamei, all Tuma, which implies, and just accept it, that there's a shlishi by Truma. I think this pasuk is talking about Kachim. Right? Yeah, it's talking about Kachim. Right?
The Shani is Kachim, and the Kachim makes the Shlishi.
A Truma. The Shani can turn Truma into a Shlishi. So, it's based on a Pasuk, this Pasuk, and nobody, that's not our discussion right now. Our discussion is the next one. Uruvi, Mikal Vachomer, Kidamaran. And Shlishi can turn Kachim into Uruvi, based on the Kavachomer we said 5 lines ago. Okay? Now, the Isol Kedaitach, and if you hold Savar Kerebi Akiva, that Rabbi Yossi held, that there's a Shlishi by Chulin, by regular things, there's a Shlishi. Rabbi Akiva held that. If Rabbi Yossi held that, Nisni Nami Ravi Bechuma V'chamishi Bakodesh. Then Rabbi Yossi would have gone down an extra notch. He would have held his Ravi by Chuma, and he would have held Chamishi by Kachim. Why would he hold that? Because his whole reason why Ravi comes by Kachim is based on a Kalvachomer. That's his whole reason. The Kalvachomer of Mechusik Kippurim. But if we're going down a notch, and now it's a Shlishi Tchulin, then Rabbi Yossi, based on the same exact Kalvachomer, would go down a notch too. Since he didn't, he clearly does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Clearly, he can't hold like Rabbi Akiva. That's the easy part. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva. Because if he did, then Rabbi Yossi would agree that there's such a thing as a Shlishi, a Ravi by Tchulin, by Truma, and a Chamishi by Kachim. And he doesn't say that. He stopped the Kalvachomer at Ravi. Why he stopped the Kalvachomer at Ravi? Because he doesn't agree with a Shlishi becoming Chulin. Doesn't agree such a thing. He doesn't hold like Rabbi Akiva.
He doesn't have to hold any Kalvachomer.
Who?
Anybody.
No, but the point is, Rabbi Yossi...
I got that.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't want to, he can stop it too.
No, because the logic is compelling. If you hold from that logic, which Rabbi Yossi does, then why not take it a step further? If I agree that a Shlishi could be Chulin, that means that a Mechusik Kippurim is allowed to eat a Ravi of Truma. Because a Mechusik Kippurim is allowed to eat Truma. It's the first Mishnah of Shas. Whoever's a Tamei Mechusik Kippurim, a Kohen, can eat Truma. If Truma is a Ravi, then by Kal V'chomer, it could turn Kachim into a Chamishi. Same Kal V'chomer. But he didn't say that. He stopped it at Ravi. Why did he stop it at Ravi? Because there's a hole from Ravi Akiva.
This is deraisa. How do you know that you even have such a thing called a Chamishi?
What?
Well, this is a
deraisa. It's a Kal V'chomer. It's a Kal V'chomer. Kal V'chomer is one of the Yud Gilom Midos that we learn we say every morning, that a Kal V'chomer is a darshan in the Torah. It's a Kal V'chomer. If a Mechusik Yipurim can eat Truma, but can't eat Kachim, then Truma could turn Kachim Tomei. That's the Kal V'chomer. Now, you can quibble with the Kal V'chomer. Rabbi Akiva is going to quibble with it in a minute. You can quibble with the Kal V'chomer. That's his Kal V'chomer. So if a Mechusik Yipurim... What?
Why you're not holding that Kal V'chomer?
Well, there's going to be a different reason why he doesn't hold the Kal V'chomer. Not because of what we're saying. The different reason. If... that's the Kal V'chomer. If a Mechusik Yipurim can eat Truma, which he can, how do we know he can? The first Mishnah Shas says that. Yeah.
The item that's being...
That's based on status. I know, that's the question you have.
No, the question is what is more important? The item that's making something tumah or the item that's receiving the tumah?
Right. So that point is going to be Rabbi Akiva's issue, which is not a hole from the Kal V'chomer. But the Kal V'chomer is Rabbi Yossi, he's a Tana, he made up a Kal V'chomer. What's the Kal V'chomer? If a Mechusik Yipurim can eat Truma, and everyone holds he can. The first Mishnah Shas says that no one argues on that. If a Mechusik Yipurim can eat Truma... And a Mechusik Yipurim can eat Kachim. Now, Adu, so you see that Truma can turn Kachim into Tameh. That's what you see. Now, if you hold that a Shlishi could be Chulin, that means a Revi is Truma, which means a Mechusik Yipurim could eat that, which means the same Kal V'chomer should make a Chamishi. Since Rabbi Yossi didn't say that, he clearly didn't hold from that Kal V'chomer. Clearly not. El Rabbi Akiva, lo sever Rabbi Yossi Minolan. How do you know that Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold like Rabbi Yossi? Meaning, how do you know Rabbi Akiva rejects this Kal V'chomer? By the way, Rabbi Akiva held that a Shlishi is yes. A Shlishi can become Chulin. Rabbi Akiva held that. Okay? Rabbi Akiva held that. So why didn't Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'chomer? Holding from the Kal V'chomer doesn't change anything. It just means that you get one more notch. That is a Revi by Truma and Chamishi by Kachim. So why didn't Rabbi Akiva agree with Rabbi Yossi's Kal V'chomer? So Amalei, Rabbi Akiva, lo sever Rabbi Yossi, Menalan. How do you know that? Amalei, so Rav Kahana answers back to Rav Ashi. The lo lishtimit mine Tana, there is no Tana anywhere in Shas that says, V'lisni Revi by Truma v'chamishi by Kodesh. Is there such a thing as a Revi of Truma and a Chamishi by Kodesh? Such a thing? V'neima, and the answer will be, Rabbi Akiva. It's Rabbi Akiva. There's no such place in Shas that says that. There's no such discussion. So, therefore, Rabbi Akiva doesn't hold from it. Now, by the way, we learned the other day that Rabbi Akiva does hold from it. Remember we learned the other day? Rabbi Akiva holds, there's a Shlishi by Chulin. Such a thing. It's a Shlishi by Chulin. This is part of the reason why I'm not sure I understand the daf. So, Rav Kahana, Rav Ashi, answers back to Rav Kahana, so you found no Tana in Shas that says that statement. What's the story with a Revi by Truma and a Chamishi by Kachim? It must be Rabbi Akiva. There's no place in Shas that says that. So therefore what? So what? Avanan ahachi nekem v'nismach. So we'll say it. We have a shita of Rabbi Akiva. If he follows the Kal V'chomer of Rabbi Yossi, would agree with that. So let's say it. So we don't find another Tana that's so what? We don't find the Brisa. What kind of answer is that? So Nafak Rav Ashi, so Rav Ashi went out, Vitam Rav Kahana, Yisam Tam Rav Kahana went out. They checked through what they checked, their brains, like for all the Tanoim, all the Tanas, all the Brises and Jas, or they checked maybe someone wrote something down, whatever it is they checked. Doc, they checked, Vashach, and they found something the following. Haditnan, there's a Mishnah in Chagiga, of all places. Chagiga that says the following. Hakli mitzarif is masha besocho lakodesh, avalola truma. Whatever you put into a kli, even if they're not touching each other, if you have a big kli, a big bowl, and I have an apple on one, a big bowl. I have an apple on one side of the bowl, No, that can't be an apple, because apple's not kachim. I have meat on one side of the bowl, and meet on the other side of the meat's not touching each other. And then what happens is a sheretz falls on one piece of meat. The other meat becomes tummy also. Why? Because they're in one kli. They're in one kli. And it's a special chumrah by kodshim, such a thing. That the kli is mitzayif. It's as if they touch both pieces of meat. We wouldn't say that in your kitchen. That wouldn't be in your kitchen. In the Beis HaMikdash, you had different rules. So, that's such a thing. That's what the Mishnah says. Hakli mitzayif is masha besocho lakodesh for kodshim. Avalon lul chuma. Not even for chuma. So not true that we wouldn't say that. We wouldn't say it by chulin. Then this Mishnah in Chagiga continues. The revi by kodesh pasul. And by the way, it stops by a revi. By kachim stops at a revi. For shlishi by truma. And truma stops by a shlishi. The amar of chia bar abba amar of yochanan. May do such a rabbi akiva. Nishan misazu. This Mishnah was said by rabbi akiva. So rabbi akiva himself has a source that shlishi is by truma and revi is by kachim. Stops right there. Vitanya, because they have a brayse that it says, Hosef Rabbi Akiva added hasoles. Soles is flour. Vaktores. Ketores is ketores, spices. Vahalavona, which is another spice. Vagachalim and coals. She'im noga tful yom b'miksasan paso es kulam. If a tful yom touches one of them, a tful yom is a sheni, they'll become pasul. They'll become tame. Revi in chamishi lo. A revi yes, a chamishi not. Shlishi in revi lo. A shlishi yes, and a revi not. Right? Rabbi Akiva cannot hold from Rabbi Yossi's Kal Vachomer. Why not? Because if he held from Rabbi Yossi's Kal Vachomer, now, Rabbi Akiva does hold of a shlishi by chulin. He does hold that. We learned that yesterday, 2 days ago. He does hold that. I'm not 1,000% sure how to make that jive with this. How do you make that jive? If he agreed, by the way, some say that, we'll get to that in a second. So he agrees, Rabbi Akiva held that a shlishi is by chulin. He held that. How did he hold that? He based it on a pasuk. He didn't hold it from a Kal Vachomer. He based it on a pasuk. Now the Gemara is saying, well, so Rabbi Akiva, if he would agree with Rabbi Yossi's Kal Vachomer, and a shlishi by chulin exists, he would necessarily, the same logic would make him go to a revi for chuma and a chamishi for kachim. Since he didn't say it, he doesn't hold from the Kal Vachomer. So now what does Rabbi Akiva hold? He holds that a shlishi could be chulin, and a revi could be kachim, and a revi could be chuma, and a chamishi could be kachim, but not because of the Kal Vachomer. That's not the reason he holds it. He holds it for a different reason, because of the pasuk of yitma. That's what we learned 2 days ago, remember? Yitma means more truma, more tuma, so the shlishi could be chulin, not because of this Kal Vachomer. For other reasons. What's the other reason? A pasuk tells him that a shlishi could be chulin. But then why does he say that it stops at a shlishi at a revi? Why does he say that here? In Chagiga he says that a shlishi stops by truma and a chamish and a revi stops by kachim. But he holds that a shlishi can be chulin. So he doesn't hold from the Kal Vachomer, he's a different source. Okay, so then still why does the Gemara in chulin? I don't have an answer for that question. Exactly. So I don't have an answer to that question. So why does the Gemara in Chagiga stop it? Why does he stop? He doesn't want to hold from the Kal Vachomer, that's perfectly fine. But what about, but 2 days ago he held that a shlishi could be chulin. I don't have an answer to that question. I don't know. Anyway, be that as it may, Alma, Rabbi Akiva holds, Katzavur, Tziruf Derabanan. This idea that two things in the same bowl become tame, even though they didn't touch each other, is a Durabanandic idea. Why? So Rashi explains, because so many things on that list are not food. And only food or kalim can become tame. Lavona can't become tame. It's not food and it's not a kli. Gachalim can't become tame. They're not food, they're not kalim. Coals. How can they become tame? The answer is the whole thing is Durabanan. Okay? Because midah Torah, they can't become tamei. They're not kalim and they're not food. Nobody eats coal, and it's not a kli. What is it? It's a thing.
You read the
article
notes?
Yeah. So he summarizes every shita.
After summarization.
Yeah, what does he say?
He says, the difference is, because there's something that has to do with how it can transfer. Food is a different way of transferring an utensil or a person. So if you're looking at...
Right, because you need liquid in the middle?
Either liquid in the middle, or the method of transfer is different.
Uh-huh.
Because food can't make another food tummy once it hits a certain level.
Uh-huh.
But a utensil or a person...
I hear. Okay, so you have to get some right. The reason why Rabbi Akiva didn't hold from the Kal Vachomer is because, similar to what you guys are saying, Rashi says the reason
No.
Why didn't Rabbi Akiva hold from the Kal Vachomer? What's
it?
Because a person of a Chutz Kippurim was once an Av HaTumah. He could be an Av HaTumah. All these other things can't be Av HaTumahs. A Truma can't be an Av HaTumah. Kachim can't be an Av HaTumah, so it's different. That's why B'chus HaKippurim can not eat Truma. It's all different. You can't compare. You might compare apples and oranges. You can't do it. That's what Rashi says. So, and therefore, it'd be similar to what you guys are saying. Similar to what you were saying. That you were saying that you can't compare the status to the object. It's a very similar idea that Rabbi Akiva rejected. Okay, anyway, so now a new topic. Rabbi Akiva must hold that there's a concept of tziruf, that two things in the same bowl can become tamei. Even just because one of them comes tamei, that's not must be dinder rabbanon, because we're talking about things that aren't tamei. Coal can't become tamei. How can that be? It's in the same bowl. The answer is that rabbanon. Upligi de Rav Chana, and he argues on Rav Chanan, the Amar who says tziruf d'oraisa. He says tziruf d'oraisa. Shenemar, because it's a pasuk. It says kaf achas asara zahav malei ketores. Right. The we say it's 12. We're saying it on Chanukah. We're saying it tomorrow. The spoon held 11 zahav of ketores. The spoon which was made out of gold held ketores. Ketores is not food. And the Torah says anyway. So what do you see? It can become tamei, right? Malei hakasav say kol mashe b'kaf achas. Whatever's in that spoon becomes tamei. So you see, it's a deraisa issue. They argue deraisa derabanan. Fine. Now. New topic. A brand new topic. We are done with Rav Chinah Segana Kahanim. The reason why this is here, Rashi says, someone says, because it's also something in Idiyas that was said Rav Chinah Segana Kahanim. It's about Tumah, but it has nothing to do with what we talked about till now. Well, really, this is a brand new topic, and it's not so hard. Tanan Hasam. It says over there in Idiyas, Alamachat, a needle, Shenim Te'es Babasar, that what happened was, you shechted an animal, in the Beis HaMikdash, and you find a needle in there. And we don't know, is this needle tummy? Does it make the meat tummy? We have no idea. There's a needle, an animal swallowed a needle once. So what's the story? Says the Mishnah, the knife and your hands are tahar. The knife and your hands are tahar. However, v'habasar tummy, and the basar's tummy. That's what he said in Idiyas. What's going on? Why? We're going to flesh it all out. However, Nimtzeis Beperesh, if you find a needle in the dung of a behemoth, the excrement, then went to the bath and you find the needle in that, I don't know who's looking in there, but you find the needle in there, then Hakol Tar, everything's Tar. Okay? That's the statement. Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva makes one addition. Zochinu she'ein tumas yadayim b'mikdash. What a lucky thing that there's no tumas yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Isn't that fantastic? Great idea. No tumas yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash. Otherwise, because if there's tumas yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash, there'd be tamei too. So the Gemara says, why didn't Rabbi Akiva say v'neima she'ein tumas yadayim v'keilim b'mikdash? Why didn't he say that? There's no tumas yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash, because we said the knife is tar. So why didn't he say that? Oh, so once, but why didn't Rabbi Akiva say that? He said, lucky for us, there's no Tumas Yadayim in the Beis HaMikdash. We have Tumas Yadayim all day. Not in the Beis HaMikdash. Was that a lucky thing? So why didn't he say the lucky thing for the Kalim too? He didn't say that. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Kalim, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Itam Rav Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Yadayim Kodim Zeres Kalim Nishnu. When Rabbi Akiva said that, there was no gzeirah on Kalim. So what was he going to say? There was no gzeirah on Kalim. So he said, there was a gzeirah on Yadayim, in the world, not in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Akiva was like, oh, that's such a lucky thing. So he goes, what are you talking about? Amar Rava, Vatavah Bob Yom Gazu. It's the same day. The same day they made the Tumas Yadayim, they made more Tumah on Kalim, Midrabanan. Same day. Ditnan, there's a mission in Zavim, HaSefer, Svarim, scrolls, Vayadayim, and hands, V'tful Yom, and a Tful Yom, V'ochlin, V'kelim, Shinin Rubamashkin, all that's Tumah. Same day that they made more Tumah on Yadayim. Ela Marava, Hanachal Tumah Sakin. 1 second. The knife, how's the knife Tumah? Dafilu B'chul Nami Lomatami. The knife will not become Tumah even if it's happening in your house. Forget the Beis HaMikdash. Why? Hai Sakin, the Dagab Amai. What did the knife touch? Why should the knife be tummy? Ilema dinaga babasar. If the knife touched the meat, let's say it touched the meat, and the meat touched that needle. So, ha'in ocha batame kli. Ocha can't be a batame kli. So why should the knife be tummy? And el dinaga bamachat, the knife touched the needle itself. In kli, batame kli. Then the kli also can't become tummy. Kli can't make a kli tummy. So the knife is tarred no matter what. Nothing to do with Rabbi Akiva, nothing to do with Xeris. It can't become Tameh, the knife. Nahamacha, Mada Vietayu. What's the story with this needle? What's with this needle exactly? E name a Suffolk Machat. It's a Suffolk if it got Tameh? Is that what you want to tell me? Do I know anything about this needle? What do I know? Why are we being Matameh the meat? Why? Because we find a needle in an animal, you find a needle in a haystack, we say it's Tameh? Why? Right? Why? So, Ha'itmar Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, there's a machlokas about such an issue. Chad Amar, Lo Gazer El Safik Yerokin. There's no gzeira on spit. Now, a zav, who spits, that spit is an avatuma. You touch that spit, you become tame. So, let's say you're walking down the street, and you see random spit. And you want to touch it. Says one of these manda Amars, there's no such thing as tuma on Safik Rok. I have no idea who spit, I don't know what it is, or should say it's someone who is a zav. Or is Ava? Why should we say that? We don't say that. Rove people in the world are not tummy, and they don't say that. And the other one says, this is only should be Yerushalayim, it's only in Yerushalayim. And the other one says, V'chad Amar, Lo Gazer El Safik HaKelim Sheva Yerushalayim. There's no Safik on Kelim in Yerushalayim. So, the Beis HaMikdash, by the way, is in Yerushalayim. So you find a needle in an animal in Yerushalayim, why are we saying it's tummy? There's no tuma on Safik Kelim in Yerushalayim. No such thing. You hear? Amavud Amarav. No, the answer is Kigon Shavdalo Machat Tame Mace Vihikiru Babasar. The answer is it's not a suffix. I know that this needle once touched a mace. And look at this. I find it in the animal. I recognize it. It has an engraving on it. I knew this is the one. So it's not suffix. So it's Vadai. And therefore the meat becomes Tame. The hands not. Why not? There's no tumah on hands in the Beis HaMikdash. And the knife not, because the knife can't become tummy, because it can't become tummy from meat, and it can't become tummy from another kli. We're going to get to that in a minute. Rabbi Yossi Baravin Amar, Kigon Shahayis Apara Chasuma V'ba Michotzi Yerushalayim. I'll give you another answer. The animal came from Tel Aviv, and the entire time it left Tel Aviv to got to Yerushalayim, it was muzzled. So the needle was from Tel Aviv. And therefore there is Tumah on Safek outside Yerushalayim. Only in Yerushalayim there's not, but this needle came from outside Yerushalayim, and therefore it's different. Now the Gemara is going to ask Marcel's question. Gufa. There's no Safek, it's one Safek.
Double
Safek.
Safek of when, or from where? Is it Tumah? And where did it become Tumah from? Well, if it was muzzled, then it became
Tumah. Right.
I said, that's giving an excuse for an answer.
Right. So the Gemara is going to sort of address your issue, and we're going to have a different story. Gufa, we just said, we're going to ask both, the Gemara is going to ask both your questions. First we're going to talk about the spit, and then we're going to talk about the kelim. Gufa. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Chalam Arlo Gazir al-Safik Yerokin, B'Yushu Yerushalayim. One said there's no Safik on spit in Yerushalayim. V'Chalam Arlo Gazir al-Safik Kelim, Sheb Yerushalayim. And one said there's no Safik on kelim. Rokin, Tanina, Kelim Tanina. You know, we learned both of these already. This is old news. Old news. Why are you repeating it? Old news. Rokin, Ditanya, Ditnan. It's a Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah says, Kala Rokin Amtsam B'Yerushalayim. Any Rok any spit that you find in Yerushalayim is Tahorin, is Tahar. Chutz Mishel Shoka Elyon, except Shoka Elyon, except for the upper Shuk. What's the upper Shuk? So Rashi says that there was a place where the Zovs hung out. That was like their spot. They hung out over there. So over there is probably Tame, because a lot of Zovs over there, that's where they hang out. They're all Tame together, so they hang out over there. So the spit over there, that's a different story. But the rest of the city, no. So it's an old story. It's a Mishnah. And so why would one of these Amorayim have to repeat it again? Lo tzricha, afagaf it's chazek Zov. No, the answer is we saw Zov walking down the street. We saw Zov walking down Ben Yehuda Street. We saw Zov walking down Ben Yehuda Street. He was on his way to the Shuka Elyon where the Zov's hanging out, right? We saw him walking there. And 5 minutes after that, I see Zov. I see spit. So can I say that it's Tahar? The answer is yes. All right, it was a Zov here. So what? We have a rule that it's Suffolk Zov, no, not in Yerushalayim. Except for where the Zov's hanging out. We saw him in Ben Yehuda. Doesn't make a difference. Kalim Tanina. Kalim also we learned. Ditan, Ditnan. Same Mishnah there in Shkalim. That's a different Mishnah. Kol Kalim Hanim Tzom B'Yerushalayim. All Kalim that are Tamei in Yerushalayim, not Tamei, all Kalim found in Yerushalayim. So Derech Yerida, if you find them on the way down to the mikvah, which means they were going to the mikvah, and the guy got an emergency phone call and left the Kalim there on the way down to the mikvah, they're probably Tamei, because they were going to the mikvah. So they're probably Tamei. So look, Derech Yerida, Lebeit HaTvila, Tameiim. If they're going down, however, Ha Da'alma, but every other Kali in the city, is Tahorin. What do you see? Every Kali is Tar. Okay, just not down to the mikvah. Right? But every other Kali is Tar.
So the mikvah had an opposite entrance and exit.
That's right. They're going down and going up. If you see the old mikvahs in Yerushalayim, it's true. There was two staircases. One to go down and one to... shouldn't touch each other. Guys Tomei, guys coming in, guys going out. So we have two separate entrances. So if they go on the way down, that's Tomei. Well, he got an emergency, he got called away at an emergency, he left him there, never got Tar. Every other Kali in the city is Tar. Suffolk, it's Tar. Ul Tamech, but according to that, Aim a Seifa. What about the Seifa? What does the Seifa say? It says, Derech Elyon Tahorin. If you find Kalim on the way out of the mikvah, on the staircase, then they're Tar. Which implies that every other Kali in the city is Tamei. That doesn't make any sense. Had the Alma Tameiin? You want to make an inference like that? That every Kali found in the city is Tamei? Only the ones coming out of the Mikvar Tar. That doesn't make any sense. Ella, no. Reisha Dafka. The Reisha was Dafka. Only Kalim going down to the Mikvar Tamei, every other Kali is Tar. Suffolk is Tar. Seifa Lav Dafka. The Seifa is Lav Dafka. When it says that Kalim coming out of the Mikvar Tar, it doesn't mean that every other Kali in the city is Tamei. No, that's not at all. Lav Dafka. Lafuke Gizyaisa. What it comes to exclude is Kalim that are in the, I guess they had these like, little crevices off to the side of the mikvah, people can put Kalim in there. Those Kalim are not Tar. Either on the way out of the mikvah, what are they doing in there? So those Kalim are not a Suffolk Tar. That's all it meant to say, that the Kalim coming out of the mikvah are Tar. It didn't mean to say that the rest of the Kalim in the city is Tamei. Fine. Now let's get back to Marcel's question. And Matis. And according to Rav, who said that he found a needle, Tamei Meis, the Ikir Babasar, and you know it's through your needle. And you know it's Tamei Meis. So, given to Amar Mar Chal Harel Chever Eugel Chalal, that the needle has the same status as whatever it touched, because metal doesn't go down a notch, it stays at the same level, then Adam and Kalim Namil Tamei. Then it should have been Tamei Adam and Kalim, because it has the status of an Avatumma. An Avatumma touched it, it stays an Avatumma. An Avatumma came with Tamei you and Kalim. So we're going to give another reason why it's not Tamei. Amar Ravashi, Zoso Meres, Ezra, Azara, Rishus, Harabim. The Azara is a Rishus Harabim. The Havale, Suffolk, Tumah, Rishus Harabim. It's a Suffolk, Tumah, Rishus Harabim. The Chal, Suffolk, Tumah, Rishus Harabim, Seiko Tahar. Suffolk, Tumah, and Rishus Harabim, the Suffolk is Tahar. And that trumps every other halacha that we know about Tumah. Rishus Harabim, it's all Tahar. The needle, doesn't make a difference. The halacha of Suffolk Tumah Rishus Harabim trumps everything else. Which implies, Haber Rishus HaYachid, if this would be in Rishus HaYachid, Seiko Tamei. Who? It would be Suffolk Tamei. Like Marcel said, because the needle's an Avatoma, didn't go down a notch. Michti, one second. Hai Machat, Dover, another rule. Hai Machat, Dover She'ein Bodas Lishalhu. The machad is something that you can't add. You can't say, hey, Mr. Needle, what's with you? There's no such thing. The chal davar she'ein bo das lishol, anything that you can't ask, bein bershus harabim, bein bershus hayachid, seko tar. Suffolk is tar. So why did you give me an answer? That is because it's the base of the rishus harabim. Even if it's rishus hayachid, it's still not the tummy. Why? Can't ask. So Gemara says, no. That rule's not, no, that's not, you missed the rule's wrong. Bishum dahavi suffik tumah habab de adam. No, it's suffik tumah that came from a human. The Amr of Yochanan, suffik tumah habab de adam, if it's a suffik tumah that came from a human, nishan Allah, of course you could ask. Afilu bekli hamuna chagabi karka. Even a kli, but a human put it there? Kedavar sheyesh bodas lishol has the status of a davar sheyesh bodas lishol, and of course there would be tumah there. The rule is something you can't ask. It's a sheret and a kli. Nothing to do with humans. Once a human's involved, a human's here. A human's here. You said, oh, that's my needle. So I'll ask you. You know the answer. And therefore, it's a yesh bo das lishol, and therefore you have to come out to the answer that happened in Rosh Hashanah. That's the answer. All right? I wanted to do more, because I wanted to finish the parak tomorrow. And we might still. If we don't, we don't. But we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.